His glory, His divine story. Every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Shri Sai Ram. Loving salutations at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, the love of our lives, the wind beneath our wings and the beat of our hearts, the rhythm of the universe and the current that keeps it in motion, alive to the minutest atom. Beloved and beautiful Bhagwan, you are also the voice, the ears, the heart and soul of Radio Sai. Sweetest Swami, for us, you are all that, as in Tat, that ever matters and ever will. To your glory, with all our love and humility, we bow over and over again. Sai Ram, good morning, dear listeners, and welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. You are tuned to our Asia stream coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, Andhra Pradesh, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. My name is Karuna and I thank you for staying with us on this Thursday morning, June the 21st, 2018. The time in the ashram right now is exactly 41 minutes past 9 a.m. That is Indian Standard Time. Current weather conditions in PN continue to be easy, breezy, somewhat pleasant, though a bit warm to be called pleasing. But let me assure you that the sweltering heat is all gone now and we have daytime highs in the mid-30s and overnight lows are barely in the early 20s. That would be in Celsius. We are metric. Accompanied by a gentle breeze and occasional spurts of monsoon showers in the afternoon, Parthi is the place to be if you wish to enjoy a good night's sleep at this time of the year in India. And of course the Himalayas. So we are very far from those. While we are enjoying a life of peace and comfort in our slice of heaven, we pray for the millions who are braving the sweltering heat in North India and elsewhere. We also pray for those living in the world's troubled spots and dealing with military conflict, fear, hunger and pain. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Today on Morning Glory, we have lined up for you the final part, that is episode number 3 of our ongoing interview with Mr. Gopal Krishna. Today you can enjoy its conclusion, which promises to be gripping. But first, I have an important question for our listeners. And dear listeners, I'm looking for answers from as many of you as possible to this important question. And I would urge you to respond to it pronto and direct the email to me at karuna@radiosai.org. That would be my email ID, or you can write on my Facebook page, Karuna Munshi, K-A-R-U-N-A Munshi, M-U-N-S-H-I. My email ID is Karuna, K-A-R-U-N-A at radiosai, one word, radiosai.org. Here's my trick question. Why are Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba's daughters in their 20s, in their 30s, 40s, 50s and some even in their 60s coming to Prashanthi Nilayam in large numbers next month around 20th, 21st, 22nd of July? What is it that is drawing these thousands of Sai women spanning in ages from 20 to 60 plus years, representing two or even three generations, to Prashanthi Nilayam next month? If you can guess what it is that is pulling them to the lotus feet of the Purna Avatar next month, email me your answers right now or write on your answer in the comment box of my Facebook page, Karuna Munshi. Now, if you are in any way connected with this event and you are one of the many women who are coming, please do share a little bit of information about yourself. But whoever you are, dear listeners, I request you, when you write to me, email me or comment on my Facebook page, please share your name, your location. That would be your city, town and country also in the email or in your response. I am happy to share the correct answers and announce the names of all those who participate right here on this show on the other side of the interview that I'm about to play. Again, my question remains, why are about, how many did I say, 50 years worth of, why are women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s and even 60s representing almost three generation Sai women converging at Prashanthi Nilayam on the 21st of July? What is drawing them? That is my question. By the way, my email ID remains karuna@radiosai.org, K for kite, A for apple, R for Russia, U for umbrella, N for Nancy, A for another apple, karuna@radiosai, radiosai.org. Please send me your responses. You can also comment your response on my Facebook page, Karuna Munshi, Munshi spelled M-U-N-S-H-I. Meanwhile, you get to work, dear sisters and brothers, and please send your replies immediately because I want to be able to announce your names on the other side of this interview, which I'm about to play with Mr. Gopal Krishna. And do not forget to write your full name, your location, city and state and country, if possible, for me to be able to identify where we have received the response from. And on the other side, I will share your replies, and I'm so looking forward to hearing from lots and lots of Sai devotees around the members of the Satya Sai family around the world, because I want to know how much you're clued into what is coming up next month. It is celebrations galore in Prashanthi Nilayam, one thing after the other. There is this event on 21st, there is Ashadi Ekadashi, there is Guru Purnima, there is the Go Green Conference, about which we will talk very shortly in coming episodes of Morning Glory. So July is when we start celebrating in a huge way, and then we don't stop celebrating till Ishwaramba Day, so, you know, May. And then I think June we take a little bit of a break. So this is the break month that we are going through before the next spate of celebrations begin here in the world's most happening place, and I will be looking forward to your replies. Meanwhile, I'm happy to play for you the interview with Mr. Gopal Krishna, who is in conversation with my colleague, Mr. Bishu Prushti. Have a listen, please.
We were called to talk at different places, mm-hmm. in different churches, mm-hmm. even outside cities called us to talk about just this.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing. Mm. In one place where we went, it was a big hall. With several doors. So, one lady got up at the end and asked, tell me which religion is the best? And suddenly another answer prompted, came up, you see. See, we are all in this room. Yes. Suppose there is fire in the room. What do? We will rush out. Does it matter which door we are getting out of? It doesn't matter. The door may be small, the door may be big, the door may be well ornated, mm. there may be usherers at the door. It all doesn't matter. All that matters is that you escape the fire, mm. you get out of. All the religions are like different doors. The world is in fire, you are on fire, you have to get out. It really doesn't matter which door you use, all are same. Mm. That really impressed them very much. Mm. It made sense, it mm. made logical sense, mm. given the circumstances. So again, it is... This example also Swami has given in one of the discourses. Hmm. At the right time, the correct answer is prompted. Hmm. At the background, these things are running.
Yes.
You don't have to think about it. As soon as the question comes up, the answer also comes up. Hmm. Swami gives that answer. So, for me personally, it is not that Swami comes in dreams. I don't get Swami's dreams. I am one of the few unfortunate ones whom Swami doesn't wish to communicate through dreams, doesn't wish to communicate through miracles, no miracles happening around, doesn't wish to communicate through visions, no visions. Because in those things, I am a doubter, still a doubter. If there is a vision, I want to know, was it really a vision or am I hallucinating? Mm. Am I mentally stable? Mm. That's the first question that comes. If there is a miracle, I don't want to talk about it. Mm. Because I cannot explain it. Mm. So maybe that's why Swami said, keep away, not needed for you. Although I really wish something happened. Okay? I really honestly pray that almost every night I pray before I fall asleep, Swami, please come in my dream. That is there. Mm. Swami comes in my dream sometimes. Mm. In a very fuzzy form. Mm. In never concretized form. Never ever concretized. And of course, he never speaks. Mm. I don't know where he is in the form itself. So, there is no question of speaking. So, how do I feel Swami in those cases? One thing that I have felt very strongly every time is anytime there is a doubt, I don't have to struggle too long. Before long, there will be an answer to it. Practically, almost any kind of question, not scientific or anything, any kind of question that that is spiritually significant.
Yes.
If it is not significant, I myself know that it is insignificant question, I need not worry about it. Anything more serious, I have had an answer. I have strangest of answers, which I will really question, is that true? And then I will get a confirmation that no, that is correct. From books, from listening to Swami, or somebody will come and tell me something. These things keep happening.
Keeps coming to you through his messages.
Messages.
At the right time.
At the right time. He has never left me in doubt about anything. So there is a clarity. In that sense, there is a clarity always.
And every time that happens, you know he is there.
Yes. Yes. It is him. And that is without doubt. Whenever I was talking about all these things, I knew it is him who is talking. But I cannot tell everyone, look, this is not me, this is Bhagavan. It doesn't work like that. Another thing about Hinduism, when I was talking, which I still believe many of our Hindus themselves do not know really, is that Hinduism is really based on the twin principles of karma and reincarnation. There is nothing else. You have to fulfill the karma balance. And you fulfill it through reincarnation. When I was talking about it, I tried to give more examples, and then suddenly the example came up. I was standing on the stage and I was trying to think, what example can I give? So the question that prompted me straight away was, why are you born in America while I was born in India but came to America? Why is somebody born in Africa in very poor circumstances while somebody is born in China?
Yes.
It has nothing to do with God being partial. It is all because of karma and what your desires are. Maybe in my last Janma, I desired to be in America very strongly. That's why I am here this time. And this is why some are born rich, some are born poor. It does not mean the rich are good. The poor are bad. They chose the poor circumstances so that they can work out their karma, because that is the motivation. The rich doesn't mean comfortable life, because the kind of trouble is completely different than what a poor person feels. So that is another way of working out karma. So the world is actually a very level playing field. We choose where we want to be born, in what state and how. So that we work out our karmas best.
So you were in some ways the messenger of his message. You're going to different cities and talking about Bhagwan's message. They are thinking that they are listening about Hinduism, but actually you are giving them the source of Hinduism from the source.
exactly. And to be very honest, there were clarities that I received even as I was speaking. There were doubts in my mind which Bhagavan cleared it through my own words. Now the clarity of karma being completely neutral, age, color, gender neutral, it is. Karma doesn't mind.
Yes.
If you may be born even for a few seconds, why did he die? Yes. He died so young. No.
You have no answers so without the theory of karma.
Yes. Yes. And the karma theory is only complete when you take reincarnation into picture.
Yes.
So I went to great pains to show them that reincarnation is real. Now, internet is full of examples where reincarnation has been proven.
Yes.
So I would gather all those and first prove to them that look, reincarnation is real.
Mm.
And why reincarnation is so important is because karma theory is fulfilled only by reincarnation. Mm. So these two things together forms the backbone of our understanding of Hinduism. So this level of clarity.
Mm. So even as you were sharing Swami's messages, the things were getting clearer in you. I mean,
it was almost as if Swami put me in that circumstance.
Yes.
To clear my own doubts.
Yes, yeah. I mean, some obvious things which probably you should have already known had not happened, and through
yes.
through this exercise,
yes.
you know,
yeah.
you are now getting clarity.
Clarity.
Yes.
Clarity. And when these clarity happen, I must say, there is one thing called intellectual clarity, another thing called experiential clarity.
Yes.
Intellectual clarity was always there.
Mm.
I mean, I had read
yes.
several books and
yes.
intellectual clarity. Suddenly when you speak and it hits you,
yes.
you suddenly believe, oh, that is true, isn't
mm.
it?
Mm.
That is how life is, isn't it? And then
you actually experience live examples of it.
Exactly. Exactly. And no, the most important thing is that changes your outlook on life.
Yes, absolutely.
It makes you do things that earlier you would never have even thought
yes.
of doing.
Yes. Wow.
And one such thing is what prompted us to be back here in...
Yes, tell us that story.
See, even as we were talking, it became more and more clear that I am simply wasting my time there.
In the U.S.
In the U.S.
Mm.
And... then I hear the discourse of Bhagavan with an example of a cow and a pig. I'm sure you would, everybody would have heard. This is a lovely example that Swami has talked about several times. The pig tells the cow, you give everything, I give everything. People, when they want to swear, they use my name. But when they want to pray, they use your name. Why? So the cow tells the pig, it's because you give when you are dead, I give when I am living.
Mm.
So, immediately it struck me, what's the point in trying to give when you are unable to hold on? Right? Giving up when you are unable to holding on is not giving up.
Mm.
It's gone anyways.
Mm.
You should be able to give when your mental, physical faculties are completely under your control.
Yes.
You're not dependent on anybody or anything.
Mm.
That time when you give is true giving.
Mm.
And around that time only, 2011, Swami instructed the old students, look, you have received so much from the institute, give back to the education institute itself. So that reinvigorated our attempts to come back to Parthi so much. And through strange circumstances, I had joined the men's portal for our old students. And I was looking for avenues for how to come back. That should be an excuse, right?
Mm.
By the time we had our green card and moving towards citizenship and all those things, life process is happening on its own.
Mm.
You know, that is a parallel world that is happening.
Mm.
Everything else is there. I bought a house and settled there, put deep roots and in fact so much that if there is a better job offer from a different city, we don't want to go. You know, we are thinking, why we are settled here?
Mm.
It's happy enough.
Mm.
All those things are happening. And we were also thinking we may never go back to India.
Mm.
Unless it is Swami's institute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If we are coming back to Parthi, joining the institute, we are going back. Otherwise, there is no point. I mean, Delhi is as good as US, you know, if we are going there. So, the advertisement, I see a small advertisement, vacancy for chemistry teacher available at Sri Satya Sai Gurukulam. I had heard about the Gurukulam when I was a waiting boy.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bullaya used to stay in B1,
mm-hmm.
the hostel, old hostel. So I had heard of Mr. Bullaya. I had heard of Satya Sai Gurukulam at Rajmundry.
He was the
founder
of the school.
Mm. And all this was mentioned in that ad. Satya Sai Gurukulam, run by Central Trust, run by Bhagwan, started by Sri Bullaya. And everything flashback and said, oh, this is another opportunity. this is Bhagwan's institutes. So immediately I wrote to the principal, sir, my name is Gopalakrishnan, I am also an old student and I want to come and serve Bhagwan, and I noticed that you have a chemistry teacher vacancy, can I apply? I attached my CV. So after some time, within a couple of days, I received a reply saying, yes, 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 you can apply, no problem. So this happened sometime in November. So early November. So I duly applied, in detailed application, everything. And after application, no more answers. You know, in US, you get used to getting replies almost immediately.
Mm.
Okay, you send an email, there will at least be an acknowledgement that, yeah, I received the email. Actually, in the due course, I will revert or something like that. But India is different. Okay, now only I realize, that India is different and things don't happen the way we think happens. I did not receive anything and it has gone out of my mind. So late in December, it is snowing. Cold, outside cold, inside of course house has a AC, so it's quite warm and nice. And we both have been praying to Bhagwan, what is this, Swami? It's been a long time. And suddenly I get this dream. As I said earlier, I don't get Swami's dreams. I'm one of the few unfortunate ones perhaps. And even if I get, Swami's never concretized, it is fuzzy. He's present all over, kind of thing. So, in this dream, there is a village school, there is a tree which is bent at a 45 degree angle, I very clearly remember that. And Swami is very young, in his 30s, mid to late 30s. He has a long handkerchief in his left hand and he is walking around. He puts his right hand on that tree, right elbow, and rests for some time, stands watching with a nice beautiful smile on his face, and then he goes around giving darshan. All the boys are sitting there, some are sleeping. I am behind Swami, I'm trying to wake up these boys, and Swami says, no, don't wake them up, it's okay. And another strange thing, and this happens with me even today, it happened. Whenever I dream, I know that it is a dream. I can wake up any moment and end the dream or change the circumstance of the dream.
Mm-hmm.
If there is an accident that's going to happen in the dream, I can avert the accident, kind of thing. Which is funny. Eh?
Mm.
It's like living in your own world, which is very interesting. So, in the dream, I am telling, Swami's finally come in the dream, don't let it end. I am telling myself.
Mm.
And then I am walking behind Swami. Even as I am telling this, I am walking behind Swami. And then, of course, it is Swami's given dream, right? So, nothing can control it. So, don't let Swami go. And then, this darshan circle ends, and then I notice that there is a cattle fence which marks the end of the darshan circle, and he will take a right turn and he will go to his residence. And I know even in my dream that if he goes there, he is not coming back. Okay, that's the end for the day. And as he is going, I run behind him and say, Swami, Padanamaskaram. And when I ask for Padanamaskaram, he turns back, he walks a few steps towards me and says, Ivaleta, and I nod, didn't I give you? I nod my head, no Swami. Ido tisko. He lifts his robe and shows his feet. I touch his feet and I recollect how it used to feel exactly back in those days when we used to have Padanamaskaram almost every day. I touch his feet, take namaskaram. He pulls his feet back, drops the robe and walks. And I wake up. In my dream I am crying, as I wake up, I am crying. And I am crying louder and louder. So much so that I wake my wife up. And she asks, what happened, what happened? And I say, Swami came in the dream. Swami came in the dream. That's all I'm able to say. I'm crying so much. And then we both sit and I go in elaborate description about what this dream was, what Swami said. Early in the morning, we look at the time, it's around 4:30, 5 o'clock. And around 7 o'clock, the phone rings. Now, in the US, we don't want phone calls early in the morning or late in the night. Especially coming from India. I know it is India because my landline is ringing. Okay. All my friends and colleagues, they will call my cell phone. Landline, when it's ringing, it's from India, I know. With great apprehension, I go and pick up the line. And the person on the other end says, my name is Suresh. I am the correspondent of Sri Satya Sai Gurukulam. You have applied here for a chemistry teacher post. Do you really want to join?
Oh my God.
What answer can I give? What answer can I give? I said yes, yes, yes. And then I cannot speak anything further. I apologize profusely and say, sir, can I please call you back? Please give me your number. Can I please call you back? I am not in the state of mind to even talk right now. So that was very clear indication. I compose myself. In about 10 minutes, I call him back. I don't know whether he realized that I'm crying or not. But anyway, he gave his number. I called him back, composed myself, called him back and spoke to him, told him, yes, if you are confirming that, if there is going to be an interview, that's fine. But whatever it is, I am definitely of the mind that I'm coming and joining. There is no two ways about it. Just one thing. I cannot come for interview there. This is happening in December because the interviews were scheduled for January. If you can have the interview over Skype or something, that's fine. And you have to give me 6 months time to wind up everything here. I cannot simply lift and come within no time. So he said, fine. No problem, we can do that. So we had a Skype interview. And in 6 months, we wound up everything. Sold away our cars, gave away our articles, things. See, when you are happy, you are happier giving away, you know. Each thing given away is a burden less for you to take. So, gave everything, wound up everything. We landed in Puttaparthi on April 15th. We did not even go home. Puttaparthi was our home. We had decided. And from here, we went and joined Gurukulam. We went to Gurukulam in May and May 26th, 27th, something. And joined. After coming to India, the first time we met our parents, our respective parents, was only in October, not before that.
Before that, you joined Gurukulam. This is
2013.
Wow.
Again, since then, no more dreams. Whenever he was.
Swami knows. only when there has to be a life defining
yes
moment in your sojourn, I think that is when
he will come and show the path. Yes.
Yeah, I think
two dreams where Swami has really concretized himself for my poor self, is the one that happened, one in Parthi, I told you the first thing.
Yes.
Where the dream repeated three times.
Yes. I mean, that was one dream which sort of, I would say, took your mind away from science.
Yes.
More towards Swami.
Yes.
You know, until then, you were only trying to look at Swami through science.
Exactly.
But that dream is what made you to not look at Swami through science.
Not just through science.
Not just through science. You know, that shift happened through those three, you know, again and again, three times you came. And, you know, that really changed your perspective. So that was in preparation for you to become student.
Hmm.
And this dream was, again, there are students and you are following Swami.
Yes.
This was in preparation for you to become his staff.
Staff.
You know?
Correct.
You are following, you know, and before that he prepared you, because before you can actually become his staff, you have to, because in some ways you become his messenger. Before that you have to assimilate his message.
Exactly.
So in the US,
very true,
he
very
ensured true. That you very have started true. That process of assimilating his message.
Understanding
the message, because yes. unless you have at least some decent understanding of what he stands
what
for, what is
like
his message,
exactly.
what is it that you're going to share with students who are tomorrow again going to become messengers,
correct.
You know, so
correct.
He prepared for that,
prepared.
For it took so much time, but once that was ripe enough,
then he said it's time.
Then he said, yeah. come now take namaskar.
Yeah.
And that is how, in fact, in real life, that is how anybody joins when Bhagwan was physically there.
He gives namaskar.
He gives namaskar.
Namaskar and...
Yeah, even
exactly.
when I joined Radio Sai, that's how it happened. I mean, anybody who joins, you know, once he gives the namaskar, then you know that, you can go that morning and join.
Join, exactly.
So that, at 5 o'clock in the morning, he gives you the namaskar.
7 o'clock is a phone call.
In a phone call, you
and
get the message.
Looking back, if there was no phone, no namaskar,
yes,
I wouldn't have come here.
Yeah, I mean,
very
you would
simple.
Still thought.
Because I had green card.
Mm.
Green card means I can practically do any job in the US. I was a permanent resident.
Mm.
Okay. We were ready for citizenship 5 years over after green card.
Mm.
Then I would have calculated the salary and all those things. But once the namaskar was there, after I put the phone call down, I came and told my wife that we are going, let's pack. That was the only thing.
You didn't want to think anything.
Anything else. And
no cost-benefit analysis, and no future analysis
nothing,
of your life.
Nothing.
Yes.
And this is where I am, again, Swami has blessed me profusely. He has given me a partner who never questioned it.
Wow. Yes, absolutely. I mean, that is such a huge boon.
Such a huge thing. Many times I have failed to mention her over this whole thing. But many times when I have dithered this way, that way, she has been my stable staff and saying that no, what we need to correct our direction. Several times it has happened over the life. And when we took this decision, she was there 100%. And when I came for this convocation in 1992, by the time I had met her, and when I came for the convocation, I was sitting in the veranda, and Dilip used to be the person who used to be at the door, Swami's door. He comes out, in his hands he has a few tulsi leaves, and he comes directly to me. And he gives me and says, here, take Swami's prasadam, tulsi. And before that day morning, I had come and cried out my heart to Bhagwan, Swami, what should I do? Because it was very clear in my mind that I wanted her to be my life partner. I had not yet expressed it to her, but I had found that she and her family had represented something to me which is an ideal way of spending my life as a grihastha. But I was in big doubt whether Swami will accept. You know, we go through that stage.
Yes.
So whether Swami will accept it or not. If he had not, and Swami in his own way has given me clear indication here, this is Swami's prasadam. Dilip came out holding few tulsi leaves. Here, this is Swami's prasadam, tulsi.
And her name is Tulsi.
Her name is Tulsi.
Wow.
So, it was an answer for me, very clear.
Wow.
And that day was Vaikuntha Ekadashi day.
Oh, wow.
It happened to be Vaikuntha Ekadashi day. I remember this very clearly because on that day only the prasadam came. So, I said, okay. Now I have to go back and express my thoughts to her. Let us see what she says. So,
wow.
Honestly, this aspect I haven't even told her. It has come out. Maybe you should edit.
Definitely. I mean, once you come to Swami, your entire life has actually been chalked out.
Chalked out.
Completely. Only thing, only later on you go on putting one piece with the other.
Isn't that the beauty, right? He allows you to put the puzzle together and see the beauty emerge.
The beauty for the second time.
Yeah. First time it has emerged.
And it goes on emerging.
Yes.
The story is never complete.
Never complete.
If you see, even when you left, you know, when you told Swami, I want to join the school, Swami said, yes, you can join the school.
Kar sakta hai, you can. That is, those were his perfect words. Kar sakta hai, you can.
You know, now when you think about it, at that point in time, everyone would have felt, you know, who would have heard, oh, this is very strange, you know, Swami tells him that you can, but he doesn't tell Habu sir, you know, he's just playing.
Yeah, he's playing.
You know, it's, maybe he's not lucky, you know.
Whatever, maybe he's not fully interested.
Whatever. You know, but now just see how the whole cycle has turned.
As I said, he was looking, he had a very far away look. In his mind, probably he saw the whole future of how it is going to emerge.
He said, you can do.
Yes.
So, you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, the option is there for you.
And will I rise up to the
occasion?
Yes.
You can
because
do.
Because there were so many challenges in between.
Yes.
Just to take the decision of
quitting everything. You were in such a respectable position and perhaps material terms.
Everything.
There's nothing that you really lack.
Yes.
In terms of career, in terms of professional recognition and everything.
Just to get up and walk and come over here.
Yes. Wow.
But when he poses a challenge, he also gives you the strength.
Yes. You have to live up to it.
We have to live up to it. And it was nice to have Tulsi by my side because I could talk to someone who exactly understood this whole situation and supported.
Yes, absolutely. That's, I mean, when you're taking such decisions in life, you, and if there is someone who is with you and who is reinforcing your convictions, there is nothing greater than that. Swami, as Swami says, you know, wife can be wisdom invited forever.
Yes, or worry invited forever.
It can be anything.
Yes.
But that way, you're really so grateful because that gift came from Bhagwan.
Yes,
that Tulsi
gift came from Bhagwan. Yes.
So... Wow.
That clarity. That
and you also wanted someone who would help you to lead the kind of grihastha life that Swami wanted you to lead.
Swami wanted, yes.
You know, you were also so clear about that.
Yes.
Why you wanted such a partner.
Yes.
So, I mean, so Swami puts everything together so amazingly. And it happens on a Vaikuntha Ekadashi day.
I could not think of a better circumstance. So the first thing I came back and... I did not even tell my parents about all these things, but I told her. I didn't tell all these elaborate things, but because in my own mind, I thought she will never understand all these things. So,
wow. And I know after you joined the school, there would have been so many more challenges.
Yes. I have actually learnt more than I have taught. Because as a teacher, as one of the colleagues put it, as a teacher, you are under examination every second.
Every second.
There are 400 pair of eyes watching you. So, are you living up to Swami's message? Earlier, I could hide. I could hide myself in the lab. I could hide myself in my car. I could hide myself in the house, wherever. But here, there is no hiding. Swami has often said, preach only what you can practice, what you practice. So every time I tell an advice to a child, immediately it is almost Swami staring back at me through those eyes. Are you doing it?
I didn't be doing it. Wow.
So there are times when I just shut up, don't talk.
See, there is so much of learning, there is so much of, you know, your spiritual journey took a giant leap, I would say.
Yes, it did.
After you joined...
Yes.
Because you were, the lifestyle changed, everything changed.
I think that, in my own way, I think that I have come to teach, but that is wrong. I came to learn better.
Yes.
You know, so Swami has taught so much. He has made me so much more patient, so much more calmer and accepting of all the circumstances.
Yes.
I
now you're so happy that you're directly part of his mission, which you always wanted to. You never wanted to leave the place.
Never wanted to leave the place.
And now you are in an institution serving as a warden of his children, of an institution that he has founded. I mean, that can be nothing greater blessing. And, you know, also it happened at a time when he has left the physical form. you know, if he was in a physical form, you would still be thinking, no, what if I was in Prashantinilam? What if I was in Vrindavan?
Exactly, you know, exactly. Those thoughts will be there.
Will be
but
there,
he chose
you know?
Not to
but
have.
But now you have no other thought because Swami is there with me as much as he's there with the teachers in Prashantinilam or anywhere
exactly,
in any
exactly,
part of the world.
Exactly.
But I'm in an institution which he has directly started.
Directly started.
Right? Yeah. And so that is such a fulfilling moment. In fact, probably you almost feel that, you know, everything that happened in life was towards this, you know.
Towards
culminating
this, exactly.
Towards this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, honestly, there are no more goals.
Yeah.
Whatever one wanted to achieve or I wanted to achieve has been achieved, has been left behind.
Mm, yes.
Okay. It was not easy. Honestly, it was not easy to tear myself away from the research for which I have passionately worked, successfully also worked.
Yes.
Just to give them up and say, that is past, I'm not going to worry about it.
Yes.
I'm only going to... Our principal, in fact, asked me in the interview, what about your research? And again, once again, Swami prompted this answer. I must be honest here.
Mm.
The words that came out were, if I don't do the research, somebody else will do.
Mm.
But if I don't work for my life, nobody else can.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
Isn't it?
Nobody else can work for my life.
Yes.
Somebody else probably will do the research.
Yeah.
The world has enough scientists.
Exactly.
So, you know, it again reminds me of that interview with Professor Saraf, where he asked you, what will you do, suppose you get there? You said, I will tear
the
those applications. Similarly here, you know, you said, I will tear all the other, you know, things out of my life.
I actually set aside everything else.
I can tear anything else out
anything
of,
else,
you know,
yes.
Which is around my life, because I want this.
Yes.
There I wanted to be with Swami, now I want to be with his mission.
Mission.
Yes.
And repeatedly, I often repeat this to myself, to remind myself, because very easy to forget, that this is not a lifetime opportunity, this is lifetime's opportunity.
Absolutely.
Many lifetimes we would have worked towards it.
Yes.
And he has given an opportunity.
Yes.
And my prayer is, Swami, don't let me waste this.
Yes.
If I am diverging away anywhere, hit me, kick me, pull me, cut me, whatever you do, but put me in right direction.
Yes.
I am ready for everything.
Wow.
And no doubt he has done it, because the year we landed, the temperature in Rajahmundry went to 51 degrees.
Coming from the US.
Coming from the US. And when we left US, it was snowing. And
oh my
we were
God.
51 degrees. There was power cut 18 to 20 hours a day.
Oh my God.
There was no one in Gurukulam, only myself and my wife staying there. Thank God there were so wonderful people there, always bringing us water and everything else. But the temperature was unbearable, so it was almost like an Agni Pariksha straight away. Are you willing?
Are you willing? Yeah. You know, in one sense, to do... engineering outside of ourselves is much simpler than doing engineering inside of ourselves.
Exactly.
It's easy to do research outside of ourselves than doing research
inside
of ourselves.
Yes.
These are greater challenges.
Just yesterday I was telling someone, look, working with chemicals is very easy. They listen to me.
Listen to you.
And if I know their properties don't change for next 10 years, 100 years, 50, whatever time. They don't change.
Yes.
They are they.
Mm.
Very easy to work. I know how they will respond if I do this or if I do that.
Mm.
Working with people, very difficult.
Yes.
We won't know how they will respond the next moment.
Yes.
The worst is working with myself.
Yourself.
Because I don't know what is the next desire that will come up in my mind.
Yeah, I never know what is going to happen.
And which one will I succumb to? I don't know.
Yes. But holding on to him, that is when...
That's the only direction.
All the strength comes. And, you know, one very beautiful gift that Swami has blessed you with is every time there is a dilemma, every time there is a doubt, every time there is... something that is troubling you, He is speaking to you from inside, through His messages. Yes. The Bhagavad Gita is all the time on whenever Arjuna is depressed.
Yes, yes.
Whenever Arjuna is confused.
Yes, yes. Very true.
The
very
Bhagavad
true.
Gita is constantly on.
Constantly on.
On.
Constantly on.
So,
maybe I should mention this. One thing was, I always had a doubt. Why that, because you mentioned Bhagavad Gita, why that first chapter in Bhagavad Gita, when Bhagavan Himself has said that Bhagavad Gita begins really on second chapter, Sloka 11. Why is that first chapter added, tagged on to that Bhagavad Gita 18 chapters? So I was asking these questions again, and the answer came back that Arjuna's Vishada,
yes,
is the most essential aspect of Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Till he does not go through that pain,
yes,
he will not value the lessons that is to follow in the other chapters.
Absolutely.
And what is his Vishada, in which state of mind he has got this? It is not a personal grudge that he is bearing. It is not the personal loss that he is worried about. It is not his grandfather that he is fighting, really. Because he has fought his grandfather other places also. War is a war. It is not that, see, when you prepare for a cricket match, we prepare for, people like Kohli, Arjuna, you should be compared with Kohli only. Kohli is going to England to prepare for a test match. It is a cricket, it's a game after all. How long would Arjuna have prepared to fight Bhishma? It's a question of life and death. He would have prepared, thought about every warrior, what are his strengths, what are his weaknesses, how I can kill him. Not defeat him. Kill him. For months together they would have prepared this.
Yes.
And to suddenly say that he has seen them on the war field and he puts the boat up, that's not logical sense.
Yes.
So that was not the problem. What Arjuna really saw was all the Kshatriyas are standing there. What happens to the country once these Kshatriyas are wiped out? What happens to the women, the widows of the Kshatriyas? What happens to the bad elements which have been suppressed because these are good rulers? All those will come, those bad elements will come to the surface. There will not be any able leader left in the country for a long time. The country will get into a dark age. So Arjuna did not put down the bow for his personal reasons. He put down the bow thinking, Krishna, where am I leading this country to? Where am I leading the world to? And when Krishna says, don't worry, I will come back and lead it again, that is the assurance that Arjuna was looking for. He did not speak from his personal point of view. He spoke for humanity. Bhagwan, what happens to the world? Then Bhagwan says, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge, I will come back. That is what reassured Arjuna, and he says, okay Swami, I have given it to you. Now that you have assured, I can do my job.
So do your job, do it sincerely now.
Arjuna was not an ignorant person, he was a very accomplished person. And that is the significance of chapter 1. That promise to be drawn from Bhagwan is the significance. And Bhagwan is a playful. Krishna is always playful. Okay. To make him serious enough.
Yes.
To give that promise, there is only one thing that Arjuna can do is put down his bow. Put down his bow and say, I will not fight. So, this answer again was prompted. It's not that I'm thinking about it. It comes to, and Swami clarifies that. This is what is the importance.
I think so. That is, just like at that point in time for Arjuna, that was the answer. I think that is, a treasure trove of spiritual wisdom. But at the same time, everybody's life situation is different. Everybody's circumstances are different. And everybody, when they get into dilemma, even though they have that wisdom, still you're not able to get answers. And you need Krishna to guide you from within.
Guide you from within.
You have to get your own Bhagavad Gita from Krishna. And I think that is what we should be all the time be praying for. And that happens only when we fine-tune ourselves, only when we tune ourselves to Him. Exactly. And, you know, and that is a whole process of spiritual...
That only when you are ready to listen sadhana. To Him and follow His instruction.
Then, yes.
I also believe He will tell you a small instruction.
Yes.
Only when you successfully complete it will
yes.
He give you a bigger mission.
Yes.
Otherwise, He will not. So,
yes.
It's a very challenging. We had to grow a lot still.
Yes.
But He's showing the path.
Yes. And but at the same time, you feel very fulfilled, you know. You feel fulfilled along the way. There are
yes.
really challenges.
Yes. Yes.
But,
yes.
you know, you hold on to Him. Challenges with time, they melt away. And you know, there is so much of joy. There is so much of fulfillment, which nothing else in the world can give, actually.
Nothing else can. Yes.
Yes.
Nothing else can.
You do feel that life is having some purpose. And I think there is no greater satisfaction than that.
I wouldn't... please allow me to differ a little bit there.
Yes.
Purpose means there is still something to fulfill. As Swami says, there is... I'm coming from a completely different angle. There is no longer a purpose
yes.
left in life.
Yes.
Except the idea, the motive... To serve Him.
To serve. That's all.
If we call that as a purpose, yes,
there is no other better purpose in life.
But that is not a purpose, right? Purpose,
yes.
maybe I am just splitting hairs.
Mm.
Maybe purpose is you want to still achieve something. There is no more achievement. When you serve Him, there is no achievement.
No,
the joy
life's
in itself.
Life's purpose is only to become one with the Lord.
Yes.
And you can do that only when you serve Him. You serve like He serves.
Yes. Beautifully said.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, sir. I know there is, if you go into nitty gritty of all the challenges that you faced after you joined Rajahmundry School, probably that will be another 2-3 hours.
Yes.
And every day is like that. But every day is it's a beautiful challenge. And also a day when you see the beautiful play of Bhagwan, you know, when you leave everything in God's hand, as they say, you see God's hand in everything. And that is what happens on a day-to-day day basis. All of us who are there working for Him, you know, whoever takes some time out to work for Him, to dedicate their actions to Him, everyone goes through that experience. And you only... it only takes you closer and closer to your own self, to your own inner self. So very beautiful.
Very true.
Thank you so much for coming to the studios. I know it's a long conversation, but this had to be captured. It's really beautiful how Swami pulls us from where we are and pulls us up so that we can live up to what He wants us to be.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Honestly, I cannot believe that this is happening. Because people who must have sat on this chair would have had experiences way beyond what I have had, what I have shared. Whatever little I have been able to share, I hope it is of some use to someone. The reason I say that is an experience is a very personal thing. And if there is no growth resulting from the experience, it has become a mere story. And if we want stories, there are many stories available. Only when that experience gets translated into some action and some growth, is it worth sharing. Otherwise, perhaps the experience is best left unshared, is my strong opinion on that.
Every moment with the avatar is all the time only to teach us a lesson.
Very true.
100%. So there is no experience which does not have a lesson. If it has, if we feel it does not have, maybe we have not ruminated on it enough.
Very true. I agree.
So every moment with Avatar, every moment with Bhagwan is constantly only to teach us. And we all learn from each other's experience. We all learn from each other's learnings. And that is how we help each other in this journey. Because ultimately it's a journey from I to we
to
He. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to Morning Glory. We are coming to you in real time from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, on the 21st of June 2018. The time in the ashram right now is exactly 34 minutes past 10 a.m. 34 minutes past 10 a.m. That is Indian Standard Time. Before I go anywhere, I'm so overwhelmed this morning by the enormous response I have received on my WhatsApp, email, as well as on the Facebook page to my question, that I feel like sharing this beautiful quote with you from one of my many favorite poets. This one is from Rabindranath Tagore, the Nobel Prize winner poet of India from West Bengal, and I want to quote a few lines from him, which go as follows. When thou commandest me to sing, it seems that my heart would break with pride, and I look to thy face and tears come to my eyes. All that is harsh and dissonant in my life melts into one sweet harmony, and my adoration spreads wings like a glad bird on its flight across the sea. I know thou takest pleasure in my singing. I know that only as a singer I come before thy presence. I touch by the edge of the far-spreading wing of my song thy feet, which I could never aspire to reach. Drunk with the joy of singing, I forget myself and call thee friend who art my Lord. Unquote. With that, I am very happy to share with you the names of the Radio Sai listeners who have overwhelmed us this morning with their responses to the question on Morning Glory. The question was, why are young ladies, and not so young ladies, but young at heart ladies in their 20s, in their 30s, in their 40s, in their 50s, and even in their 60s, all converging at Prashanthi Nilayam on the 21st of July. And here are some of the responses that I have received by email. Let's start with Rekha Loknath from Mysore, Karnataka, who says the occasion is the Golden Jubilee of the Anandpur College, for which all Swami's daughters are gathering. Very fortunate ladies. Congratulations to you all sisters. Thank you, Rekha. The answer is correct, and yes, indeed, it is the Golden Jubilee celebrations, the 50 years of women's empowerment, of transforming women's lives, of coming of age of the girl child in the Sai mission. That is what we are celebrating, 50 years of the Satya Sai post-secondary education. That is what we are celebrating, 50 years of Satya Sai University in a sense, because initially it was a college affiliated to SV University. In 81, it became a deemed university by itself, but it all began in 1968. Same reply from many dozens of listeners. I would like to name some of them. One of them is Mrs. Lakshmi Padmavati from Vishakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh, who says, I feel so lucky and proud that I am also part of Anandpur campus. And she did her 2009 to 2010 batch B.Ed. Lakshmi, I hope you are joining us. Also, the sister from 1984 to 89 batch, Rama Mani Velamuru. Thank you, Rama. Look forward to seeing you. My classmate Lakshmi Rani from Hyderabad, and she says, I'm very glad to be one of his participants. Thanks, Lakshmi Rani. Abhay from Mangalore, Karnataka writes, the daughters of Sai are coming to attend the Golden Jubilee celebrations because the divine power of Swami is attracting them, thus making a huge number of daughters attend the celebration. Thank you, Brother Abhay. And Jyoti P. from Bangalore, who is a chemistry major from Anandpur, 1997 to 2000. She says, I'm very grateful to Bhagwan for having blessed me to be part of the campus. I owe every bit of my life to Bhagwan. Coming to give my thanks to him on the special occasion of GJC ATP. Thank you, Jyoti. Look forward to having you. And I like this one is from Brother Ajay Rajan from Chennai. He says, Swami, in his previous birth, as Shirdi said, however distant my people may be, I draw them to me just as we pull a bird to us with the string tied to its foot. Similarly, Swami is now pulling all his daughters back home, the abode of Supreme Peace, on the occasion of ATP's Golden Jubilee celebrations. Nice analogy, Brother Ajay Rajan. Thank you. And the next one is from Lalita V. from Pune. And she, Lalita is also, she has spoken about being an alumnus of the 2008-2013 batch. Although she is missing the program, she, in thought and heart and breath, she will be with us. And in that case, Lalita, we will miss you too. But make sure, Lalita V. of Pune, you log in to radiosai.org for the live webcast of the celebrations. Then there is one from Sanju Goyal. 1985 to 88 batch, currently staying in Delhi in Rajouri Garden. And Sanju, I hope you're attending, and thank you for the correct answer. Vinod Kumar says that I guess the answer is Anandpur campus is celebrating Golden Jubilee. Yes, brother, you're right, Vinod Kumar. Thank you for participating. Vinod is from Chennai, Tamil Nadu. His samiti is at Pundi Bazaar. And then we have one from my brother from Toronto, Brother Yoga, who says Anandpur College Girls 50th Anniversary. Thank you for the easy peasy question. You're welcome, Brother Yoga. Some questions will be tougher, so be ready. And Mridula Murthy from Bangalore, Karnataka has the answer right. She says the Golden Jubilee of ATP. Similarly, Jyoti Uchal from Mumbai says that she's eagerly waiting to attend this event, and she's a student of the 81 batch, and all the daughters are celebrating at the lotus feet of the mother. Jyoti Uchal, look forward to having you here. Nihali Chodnekar from 2006 to 2009 has the answer right. Nihali is a more recent batch than, for example, just look at the span. Sister Jyoti Uchal from Mumbai is a 1981 batch. Sister Nihali Chodnekar is 2009 batch. The span is amazing. And we are so happy that, you know, 30 years apart, they're going to be here. So there are three generations of women coming together to offer their gratitude. And this is from V. Bharani Dharan sir from New Delhi. V. Bharani Dharan sir has the answer right. He said in early 50s, Swami announced that there will be a university in Puttaparthi, and he was only 25 then. Thereafter, he established the Sri Satya Sai Arts and Science College for Women at Anandpur. That's right, sir. Thank you for your participation. In 68, he began it all. And then I have an answer from Lakshmi Sindhura. Correct answer. It was established by the Divine Lord to enhance women's education, she says, and that's the Golden Jubilee. Thank you, Lakshmi Sindhura. Sri Vidya Narasimhan from Chennai writes that we are going to celebrate 50 golden years of Sai movement in education. Thank you, Sri Vidya Narasimhan of Chennai. Your answer is right. Not one person got their answer wrong, but one had a subjective answer, so I have noted that. Then there is an answer from Vijay Khaneja, who says to celebrate the Golden Jubilee of Anandpur. Brother Ravi Ranganathan from Singapore, again glad to inform you that my daughter, his daughter Pratna's voice has been shortlisted for Radio Sai, and she will be singing a program scheduled in July. And he has the answer right. Then there is Sneha Chauhan from Nagpur, Maharashtra, and she says she has the right answer, and she says, I wish I could be there. Well, nobody's stopping you, even if you're not a student, because the next day is Ashadi Ekadashi, Sneha. Sneha Chauhan, this is your home too, and you're always welcome. And you can cheer us from the side on 21st and on 22nd when Maharashtra celebrates Ekadashi. You can join those celebrations. I hope you're going to make it. Then there is Dr. Saujanya Puri from Kolkata, West Bengal, who says that whatever we are, wherever we are, we owe it all to him. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you, Dr. Saujanya Puri from Kolkata, West Bengal. Satya Tata is also got the right answer. Thank you, Satya. Then we have Shiv Kumar Lakshman from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, and he says it's the Golden Jubilee of ATP. Ranjani Srinivasan from Abu Dhabi, she says, a gracious tribute to the legend of pure love, mother of thousand mothers, love and affection showered on his girls, which was nurtured, helped and shaping girls to become virtuous women. That is the celebration she's speaking of. And it's Bhagwan's, okay, Sushmita Patnaik from Odisha says, this one is a bit subjective, it's Bhagwan's love and compassion for me that brings me here once and again. Hello, that brings you every single time, Sister Sushmita. So why are you coming on July 21st? Be more specific. I think you know the answer. And thank you for participating, Sister Sushmita Patnaik of Odisha. Revati Gopinath from Dubai, batch of 1985 to 88, says that she is coming to her Divine Mother Sai's home for the celebrations, and out of love for her mother. And then there's an answer from Hong Kong, from Bonham Road at Ning Yung Terrace in Hong Kong. That one comes from Monica and Ashok K. Kirplani, who say that Sai sisters are converging on the 21st for the 50th anniversary of the Anandpur campus of the Satya Sai University. Thank you, Monica and Brother Ashok Kirplani. That is the correct answer. Shri Priya Narayan Swami from Chennai, correct answer. Sudha, ATP alumnus, it says Sai Sudha, ATP alumnus from Mumbai, right answer. Tarun Kanti Ghosh from Kolkata, 50 golden years of Anandpur College for Women, started by Beloved. Thank you, sir. Praveena Kilpadi, Swami's love and magnetism pulls all those who practice that love. Okay, Praveena sir, but specifically is the Golden Jubilee celebrations. Vijaya Venkar Subramaniam says Golden Jubilee. Geeta Sundar from Madurai, correct answer. She says is the Golden Jubilee that draws all to Parthi in July. Sai Archana Murthy, 2001 to 2006 BA and MA batch. She says we are celebrating this and we are all gathering to reconnect, recharge and rekindle our loving bond with our Divine Lord. Well said, Sai Archana Murthy. Annapurani Chandramouli, right answer again. And I have several more answers on my email which I could not cope up with very quickly. So I will try my best. This one comes to us from Soyna Sethi from, I think, Gurgaon. And of course, she says the Golden Jubilee celebrations. And Sri Lekha Vidula, again, 50 batches of women are assembling to share 50 years of grace that we have received from Sri Lekha Vidula. Thank you, Sri Lekha and Soyna. And Brinda Spillai, again, the correct answer for the Golden Jubilee. Thank you, Brinda Spillai, for your answer and participation. Let me see what Deepa T has to say. This is Deepa Ramesh, MSc Food Technology, who studied between 2005 and 10th, and I'm currently in Chennai. And she says, to me personally, it's a call from the mother to all her daughters to come home and get drenched in her love and care, to remind ourselves that we are that lot of blessed daughters who are being looked upon by her to carry her message to every nook and corner for the uplift of mankind. Very nicely said, Deepa T from Chennai. Thank you for that answer. Let me see who else I have. Chitra Krishna Kumar. Chitra Krishna Kumar is from the batch of 1991 to 1993. And she says, for the 50 years of golden celebrations. And I have tons of messages on my WhatsApp, but I'm going to stand and read off my screen on the Facebook page because I have lots and lots of responses. I'm so happy. This is such an overwhelming experience. Daranjia Satya says, right answer, Golden Jubilee. Lavanya Ram Mohan, thank you, Lavanya. Saujanya Pudi has responded. Thank you, Saujanya, here as well. Prashanti Budiga, I know Prashanti Budiga is from Bangalore. Thank you, Prashanti. You got the answer right, to feel the motherly, divine motherly love and to celebrate Golden Jubilee of the Anandpur campus. Madhavi Chinta, to celebrate Golden Jubilee. Thank you. Divya Sriram is from Sydney, Australia, and Divya says, to be at his lotus feet and pay our gratitude to our Divine Chancellor who built this women's university 50 years ago. Thank you, Divya from Sydney. Next is from Deepa Selvan. Deepa Selvan is from Hyderabad, Telangana state, and she says to celebrate the Golden Jubilee of our alma mater. Thanks, Deepa. Ranjini Srinivasan, a gracious tribute to the legend of pure love. Okay, this one we got it on the email. Ranjini Srinivasan is from Abu Dhabi. Thank you, Ranjini. Ekta Sarang Pathak, assembling to celebrate the universal unifying love of our Sai Ma. She is drawing us all, the mother of this cosmos. The opportunities to celebrate Golden Jubilee of the first campus inaugurated by Swami Anandpur campus. Well said, Ekta Sarang Pathak. Thank you. Sai Aditya says to be part of the Golden Jubilee of Satya Institute of Higher Learning, Anandpur campus, in his divine presence. So nice to hear from you, brother Sai Aditya. Thank you. Ramamani Velamuri, to again Golden Jubilee, correct answer. Uma Pita, to celebrate Golden Jubilee. Thank you, Uma Pita. And she says, it's coming home for all of us who have enjoyed the immense love of Mother Sai. Uma Maheshwari is from Hyderabad, Telangana state. Thank you, Uma. Jyoti Jagdish, she says, to celebrate Golden Jubilee and to show our gratitude to our beloved Swami and thank Him for giving us such a precious opportunity. We are eagerly waiting for that day, aren't we all? Well said, Jyoti Jagdish. Vinod Kumar Ramakrishnan, your answer is correct again. Anandpur is celebrating this Golden Jubilee. Thank you, brother, for participating. Lakshmi Badula says, this is the first educational institution founded by our beloved Sai for women. You're right, Lakshmi Badula, and thank you for participating. Kalavati Pratiban from Chennai. To offer our heartfelt gratitude and thanks to our Lord for shaping our lives in this great institution, Kalavati Pratiban, Chennai. Thank you, Kala. Sai Iyer says to celebrate the GJC of Anandpur in his divine presence. You are so right, Sai Iyer. Brother Amar Vivek says, Sai Ma and Sai Ki Betiyan being together. Nicely said. Brother Amar, I like that. Sai Ma and Sai Ki Betiya, that is Sai's daughters, being together in his proximity of Sai Sannidhi. Our sincere prayers and wishes and heartfelt gratitude to Mother Sai and Sai sisters for this momentous moment, Sai Ram. Thank you, Brother Vivek, Amar Vivek, and we appreciate your nice wishes. My favorite, Mrs. Sondarya Krishnamurti, she is such an avid Radio Sai listener. She says to be with Swami at the lotus feet of our loving Lord, the occasion to pay their loving gratitude to their Divine Mother and to celebrate the golden jubilee of the treasure Bhagwan has gifted to them, Jai Sai Ram. Thank you, Mrs. Sondarya Krishnamurti, for participating. Annapurani C. Iyer from Chennai says, again, to offer our heartfelt gratitude. Thank you, Annapurani. Vishal Rajesh says, am I reading it correct? Yes, Vishal Rajesh says from Bangalore, or is it Vishali? I'm sorry, bad eyesight. Vishali Rajesh from Bangalore says, to relive those golden moments with Bhagwan and in his institution. So I'm assuming Sister Vishali Rajesh is an alumnus. Pramodini Reddy, who is very much an Anandpur alumnus and my co-worker at my colleague at Sri Satyasai Vidya Vahini, she says, whenever ATP alumni get together at Prashanthi Nilayam, we feel we are at our mother's loving abode. We get same feeling as we go from our in-laws' place to our mother's place. We get charged and he fills us with lots of unexpected happiness, joy and bliss. So correctly said. Thank you, Sister Pramodini Reddy, for summing it up for all of us. Then I have one from Madhavi Lata Madhisetti. I'd like to read her comment. She says, to show our gratitude and love towards our Divine Lord, I am happy to attend Golden Jubilee celebrations both at Anandpur campus on 8th of July and in Prashanthi Nilayam on 21st and 22nd of July. And the happiest moment is that my daughter Hridaya Kirtana is going to get her third gold medal this year from our institute. 2016 UG gold medal she had received earlier, 2017 Sri Satyasai All-Rounder gold medal, and 2018 for PG yet to get. It is a hat trick and I am happy to be part of the program along with my child as most loving daughters of our Mother Sai. Wow! Dear listeners, did you notice Madhavi Lata Madhisetti and her daughter Hridaya Kirtana are both Satyasai students, both products of Anandpur College, and of course the outstanding daughter is a three-time gold medalist, going to be a three-time gold medalist. So can you imagine how long this institution has served humanity, that two generations of outstanding women from the Madhisetti family have benefited from this along with thousands of all of us, the rest of us. Congratulations to all of you. Sai Vaishnavi says, first of all, not an inch of anything can be moved without Swami's will. So due to his immense love and grace and with all our will and conviction to at least do our bit for him, we are all coming together on a platform like this called the Golden Jubilee Celebrations. Our Swami is the greatest behind everything and we love him for this bestowed opportunity, Sai Ram. Thank you, Sai Vaishnavi. Chitra Krishna Kumar says she has got the right answer to relive the joyous moments again. Sarojini Parshuraman says, hashtag ATP Golden Jubilee. I like that, Sarojini. At least you use the hashtags. Thank you. And hashtag Morning Glory ATP to celebrate the joy of Darshan, Sparshan, Sambhashan with our soulmate, hashtag Satya Sai Baba. To celebrate the glory of God's grace. Celebrate the unique teachers who teach us and love us as their own children. Celebrate the unique relationship we share with Sai alumni, ever available sisters and brothers to be part of our journey in life, and to celebrate the Sai fraternity who make us their own in any part of the world we travel to. So correctly said, Sarojini, we all feel like one large family. Thank you for your participation and thank you for using the hashtags. Suparna Rao says, to celebrate the completion of 50 golden years of Anandpur campus. Thank you, Suparna Rao, and look forward to seeing you soon. And Anita Kotian says, to offer our heartfelt gratitude to our dear Lord for making us face the world with humility and respect, and to make us feel proud of being part of his institution, Jai Sai Ram. Anita, you've summed it very well for all of us. Aren't we all so grateful, and don't we all feel so proud that we got an opportunity to be his students and his daughters, and we will remain so for life. And Bindu Mupat just wrote it, and I could see somebody else is writing, and she says, Sai Ram, 1991 to 97 batch, waiting to celebrate the Golden Jubilee celebrations at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. Bindu, I appreciate your taking the time to share your comment and feedback to today's question on Morning Glory, And thank you. We are all looking forward to this glorious event. And I'm going to take a moment to play one song for all of you because I'm getting so many more feedback. So I'll collate them and share them before I close the program. So we'll just take a short musical interlude and I'll be right back with all the remaining answers that I may have received in the meanwhile. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. In fact, I might as well just do it. Let me look at my phone. I have many screens in front of me right now. Madhavi Lata has said, and where is Madhavi from? Madhavi is from MPPS MD BD Mari, Mudigubba Mandal, Anantpur District. That is where Sister Madhavi Lata is. That is in Anantpur District of Andhra Pradesh. And she has studied, that is the one I already read, right? Yes, Madhavi's I have read. That is her daughter, the outstanding young lady. And then Brother Pratap Makodia, he's from Bhavnagar, Gujarat. Thank you for participating. And yes, it is the Golden Jubilee celebrations. He said he missed the train, he got late. But that's all right, brother. It's the Golden Jubilee celebrations of Anantpur College. Thank you for participating, Brother Pratap Makodia, Bhavnagar, Gujarat. Amuda Ranganathan. Amuda Ranganathan is my colleague again. So nice to hear from you, Sister Amuda. And she has the right answer. The age of the alumni attending the event ranges from 20s to 60s. And she says, I'm one of them. Of course, aren't we all? And she works as a resource person for a project on education with UNICEF at Bangalore. And so proud to say that my sister and fellow alumni and my senior Amuda is 60 years old. Wonderful. Thank you, Sister Amuda Ranganathan, for your reply and putting things into perspective. And meanwhile, I think that is pretty much, it's been all the responses that I could capture. And I would just say thank you everybody who participated this morning's, on this morning's Morning Glory and responded to my question as to why so many generations and so many batches of women are gathering at Prashanthi Nilayam on the 21st of July. May I just remind you that on July 8th, we will all be meeting at the Anantpur campus of the Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning for a very sweet homecoming to our alma mater. And on the 21st of July, we are meeting here in very large numbers at the lotus feet of our Lord to express our profound love and gratitude and to bond as sisters. So, you know, just relive those days of being in the divine presence. And we are so looking forward to everyone's participation. I just received one more comment with three doting hearts, little hearts on it. And this one comes from Padmashree Radha Swami from Hyderabad, Telangana state. And she says, I studied for 3 years, but the impact of the education and character building has been for life. So in the case with the thousands who have studied at the Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantpur campus. So we are gathering at Prashanthi Nilayam on 21st. To show our gratitude to our Master and God, Bhagwan Sri Satyasai Baba, and to celebrate 50 years of the institution that has been transforming lives for 5 decades. Forever grateful, cute little heart, heart, heart. Thank you, Sister Padmashree Radha Swami, and we look forward to your presence, participation and leadership at this event in organizing it. Thank you, everybody who participated so wholeheartedly. I have one little request. Please use the hashtag ATP Golden Jubilee. Whenever you write anything anywhere related to this, use the hashtag ATP Golden Jubilee because that makes that a file identity and that's how a particular event can become, can trend on social media, create a buzz and also bring the, not a good word to use, it's a little disruptive, break the internet. So we'll go viral without the sneezing. You know, no, it's a good way of going viral, a good happy viral, happiness viral. It's not a viral that takes you to a doctor's office. This is a viral that is soothing for the heart. So make this event hashtag ATP Golden Jubilee viral by using that hashtag. All of you who responded to me could have used it in your comment. Thank you, Sarojini Parasuram, for remembering to do that. Thank you all for your participation. And I can see a friend is typing a comment. If this friend does not type a comment very quickly, I'm not going to be able to read it. And let me look at my phone. I don't seem to see any new emails on the phone, but here on my Facebook page, people are still writing, but I think I'm running out of time, and I have to hand over the show to my colleague. So I'm going to close with a beautiful song sung by one of our sisters, and I hope you're going to enjoy and feel that bliss of a deep connection with Him who is the soul of our soul, the love of our lives, the wind beneath our wings, our beloved Divine Chancellor, Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba.
The incessant flow of worship to Krishna was Radha's very life. In thoughts of Krishna, she was forever lost. His form danced before her eyes every moment, wakeful and dream. The blue hues of the gurgling Yamuna reminded her of Krishna's charming complexion. The merry chirping of birds stirred in her memories of Krishna's mischievous chuckles. In Vrindavan, when Krishna would play upon his flute, her days passed like moments, filling every moment with that memory. She spent her days. All that stood between Krishna and Radha's union was her mortal frame. The day finally came when even that would seamlessly slip away.
ఒక్క కోరిక కోరింది పాపం రాధా.
రాధా హ్యాడ్ వన్ డిజైర్.
నాకు ఇంకేమి వద్దు స్వామి.
ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ ఎనీథింగ్ మోర్ స్వామి.
నీ మురళిని ఒక్కతూరి వాయించండి, నేను వింటాను చాలు.
ఐ వాంట్ టు లిసన్ టు యువర్ ఫ్లూట్.
పాట పాడు మా కృష్ణ పరుకుతే నెలకొన్నట్టు.
యు సింగ్ ద గ్లోరీ అండ్ ద మెలడీ సో దట్ అవర్ హార్ట్స్ ఆర్ ఫుల్.
పాట పాడు కృష్ణ పలుకుతే
సార మంత్
పాట పాడేటప్పటికి వినింది.
షీ హర్డ్
ప్రాణం విడిచింది.
షీ బ్రీద్ హర్ లాస్ట్
ప్రాణం విడిచడమే కాకుండా ఆనాటి నుంచి కూడా మురళిని పట్టడం కూడా మానివేశాడు.
సిన్స్ దెన్ కృష్ణ డిడ్ నాట్ పికప్ దట్ ఫ్లూట్ అగైన్.
రాధాకు ఈ యొక్క మురళిని త్యాగం చేశాడు.
హి సాక్రిఫైస్డ్ దిస్ ఫ్లూట్ ఫర్ హర్.
ఆ గానంను త్యాగం చేశాడు.
అండ్ దెన్ ద మెలడీ టు
కట్ట కడపటి పాట కృష్ణుడు ఇదొక్కటే చెప్పింది.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దిస్ వాస్ ద లాస్ట్ సాంగ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ.
రాధ చాలా గొప్ప భక్తురాలు.
Radha is an ardent devotee.
Kanukane bhakti ki anta goppa viruvanicharu.
Devotion is highly valuable.
Itti bhakti ni aanaati nunchi gopikalu jagattunu vyapti gaavinchetattuga aneka prachara prapanchamulu chestu vacharu.
This principle of devotion has been taught and shared and propagated by these gopikas.
Sairam, dear listeners, here is a happy announcement about a new audio offering from Radio Sai. Melodic stories, instrumental Sai bhajans, embellished with stirring stories. Starting from June 23, 2018, every month on radiosai.org, you will find a new instrumental Sai bhajan interlaced with moving anecdotes to help us connect with our Sai deeply and soulfully. So watch out for the 23rd of every month on radiosai.org. Sai Ram.